La Maja Desnuda, un programa dedicado a la poesía y a los poetas de todos los tiempos, conducido por quien les habla, Nidia Hernández. Nuestro Twitter, arroba La Maja Desnuda, nuestra página web, lamajadesnuda.com.
La Maja Desnuda en UPV Radio.
Hoy les presentamos poetas selectos de Norteamérica. Son ellos Robert Frost, William Carlos Williams, E.E. Cumming y Marianne Moore. Comenzamos y lo hacemos con Robert Frost. Escucharemos su voz.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same, and both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference.
Escuchábamos la voz de Robert Frost. San Francisco, Estados Unidos, 1875-1963. Poeta y editor. Robert Frost viaja a Inglaterra, donde publica sus dos primeros libros. Cuando retorna a los Estados Unidos, ya era reconocido. Robert Frost fue muy laureado en vida y tuvo una gran resonancia como poeta. Fue un importante exponente de la poesía moderna de su país. Oiremos de Robert Frost su poema Hielo y Fuego en la voz de César Miguel Rondón.
Dicen que el mundo morirá por fuego, otros por hielo. Yo, por lo que he probado del deseo, con los que opinan por el fuego, creo. Pero si fuera a perecer de nuevo, por lo que ya del odio visto llevo, esta vez por el hielo opinaría, porque también el hielo es bueno, y eso bastaría. Robert Frost.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on. Give me a kiss before you leave me, and my imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part, a kiss to build a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Oh, give me your lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Give me what you alone can give, a kiss to build a dream on.
Thank you.
I'm alone with my fancies. I'll be with you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Oh, give me lips for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Oh, give me what you alone can give. I'll kiss the pill I dream on.
Clara. At 16, she was a potential celebrity with a distaste for caresses. She now writes to me from a convent. Her life is obscure and troubled. Her second husband will not divorce her. Her mind is, as ever, uncultivated. No issue presents itself. She does not desire her children or any more children. Her ambition is vague and indefinite. She will neither come in nor stay out.
Estamos escuchando la voz de William Carlos Williams, New Jersey, 1883-1963. Doctor y poeta. Irrumpió la escena lírica norteamericana mezclando prosa, oraciones tomadas de la publicidad y recortes de palabras diversas. Reconocido como un poeta muy innovador, algunos libros: Poemas en 1909, La primavera y todo en 1923, Patterson, entregas varias, Imaginaciones en 1970. Leeremos seguidamente el poema de William Carlos Williams, Habla la señora. La tormenta caía sobre los robles, y mi esposo y yo nos sentamos en la penumbra, escuchando. Mirábamos por la ventana, apagadas las luces, veíamos el musgo erizarse a causa de la fuerza del viento. Frente a nosotros había dos velas prendidas, juntas. Nuestra casa era sólida y sus altas llamas se mantuvieron inmóviles. Que sea siempre así, cuando la lluvia agite el musgo adelante y atrás, allá arriba sobre mi cabeza, como llamas, en la furia final.
Creature could be so lonely, it became my deepest wish to give her my love, to embrace her forever, and to have her find some peace. She who was so lonely came with volumes of feeling I've never known. Except perhaps for Mary, and she was always my sister, and she was always my sister. Creature could be so lonely, it became my deepest wish to give her my love, to embrace her forever, and have her find some peace. She was so lonely, came with volumes, volumes of feeling I have never. Except perhaps for Mary, and she was always my sister.
Spike Live. If the flag catch fire and an X burn in, that X is black.
America, center of equal daughters.
Bird witted, with innocent, wide penguin eyes, the three large fledgling mockingbirds below the pussy willow tree.
Next to, of course, God, America, I love you, land of the pilgrims, and so forth.
In our time, in our period, they say there is free speech. They say there is no penalty for poets.
Column. After years of continence, he hurled himself into a sea of six women.
Five flights up. Still dark. The unknown bird sits on his usual branch.
For 3 years, out of key with his time, he strove to resuscitate the dead art of poetry.
Daddy, you do not do any more black shoe in which I have lived like a foot.
Seventh rays when the angel swung low and burned. I watched the board and the six drop to nine after a first flash of 18 from a morning line of 12.
Riding the elevator into the sky. As the fireman said, don't book a room over the fifth floor in any hotel in New York.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth.
Lame, I pray, lame, forget, forgive and forget the other.
Ex-humans, ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others. Ex-humans, ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying.
En La Maja Desnuda les estamos presentando poetas selectos de los Estados Unidos de América, que proseguimos con la voz de la poeta norteamericana Marianne Moore.
Bird-witted, with innocent, wide penguin eyes, the three large fledgling mockingbirds below the pussy willow tree stand in a row, wings touching, feebly solemn, till they see their no longer larger mother bringing something which will partially feed one of them. Toward the high-keyed intermittent squeak of broken carriage springs made by the three similar meat-coated bird's-eye freckled forms she comes, and when from the beak of one the still living beetle has dropped out, she picks it up and puts it in again. Standing in the shade till they have dressed their thickly filamented pale pussy willow surface coats, they spread tail and wings, showing one by one the modest white stripe lengthwise on the tail and crosswise underneath the wing, and the accordion is closed again. What delightful note, with rapid, unexpected flute sounds leaping from the throat of the astute grown bird, comes back to one from the remote, unenergetic sunlit air before the brood was here. How harsh the bird's voice has become. A piebald cat, observing them, is slowly creeping toward the trim trio on the tree stem. Unused to him, the three make room, an easy new problem. A dangling foot that missed its grasp is raised and finds the twig on which it planned to perch. The parent, darting down, nerved by what chills the blood, and by hope rewarded of toil, since nothing fills squeaking, unfed mouths, wages deadly combat, and half kills with bayonet beak and cruel wings the intellectual, cautiously creeping cat.
Escuchábamos a Marianne Moore. Marianne Moore, Estados Unidos, 1887-1972, poeta, educadora y editora, nieta de un pastor, hija de un inventor e ingeniero, amiga de poetas como Auden Ballas Stevens, William Carlos Williams, quienes siempre la admiraron. Marianne Moore, como editora, descubrió a Elizabeth Bishop y a Allen Ginsberg. Fue Premio Pulitzer de Poesía, Premio Nacional del Libro y Premio Bollingen. Su primer libro lo publica en 1921 a la edad de 34 años. Marianne Moore disfrutó en vida de un amplio reconocimiento y afecto de sus coetáneos. Leeremos su poema ¿Qué son los años? ¿Qué son los años? ¿Qué es nuestra inocencia? ¿Qué es nuestra culpa? Todos estamos desnudos. Nadie está a salvo. ¿Y de dónde viene el coraje? La pregunta sin contestar, la duda firme. ¿Qué llama muda, oye sorda? Eso que en la desdicha, incluso la muerte, incentiva a otros y en su derrota empuja al alma a ser fuerte. Lejos ve y es feliz aquel que accede a lo mortal y en su prisión se levanta sobre sí como el mar en un abismo en lucha por ser libre y sin lograrlo, en el acto de rendirse, logra su continuidad. Entonces, quien fuertemente siente, se comporta. El mismo pájaro, creciendo al cantar, acoraza en su forma, se endereza. Aunque está cautivo, su canto poderoso dice: la satisfacción es algo humilde. ¿Qué cosa pura es la dicha? Es esto ser mortal. Esto, la eternidad.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. Black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Next to, of course, God, America, I love you, land of the pilgrims, and so forth. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early my country 'tis of? Centuries come and go and are no more, what of we should worry? In every language, even deaf and dumb, thy sons acclaim your glorious name. By gurry, by jingo, by gee, by gosh, by gum. Why talk of beauty? What could be more beautiful than these heroic, happy dead?
who rushed like lions to the roaring slaughter. They did not stop to think, they died instead. Then shall the voice of liberty be mute? He spoke and drank rapidly a glass of water.
Estamos oyendo la voz del poeta norteamericano E.E. Cumming. E.E. Cumming, Estados Unidos, 1894-1962. Poeta, pintor, ensayista y dramaturgo. Se educó en Harvard. Firmaba su nombre en minúscula y casi nunca usaba mayúsculas en sus poemas. Practicaba una escritura personal e inusual. Publicó más de 900 poemas. E.E. Cumming es considerado una de las voces más importantes de la poesía norteamericana del siglo XX. Oiremos un poema de E.E. Cumming en la voz de César Miguel Rondón.
En algún lugar al que nunca he viajado, felizmente más allá de toda experiencia, tus ojos tienen su silencio. En tu gesto más frágil hay cosas que me rodean o que no puedo tocar porque están demasiado cerca. Con solo mirarme me liberas. Aunque yo me haya cerrado como un puño, siempre abres, pétalo tras pétalo, mi ser, como la primavera abre con un toque diestro y misterioso su primera rosa. O si deseas cerrarme, yo y mi vida nos cerraremos muy bella, súbitamente, como cuando el corazón de esta flor imagina la nieve cayendo cuidadosa por doquier. Nada que hayamos de percibir en este mundo iguala la fuerza de tu intensa fragilidad, cuya textura me somete con el color de sus campos, retornando a la muerte y la eternidad con cada respiro. Ignoro tu destreza para cerrar y abrir, pero cierto es que algo me dice que la voz de tus ojos es más profunda que todas las rosas. Nadie, ni siquiera la lluvia, tiene manos tan pequeñas. E.E. Cumming.
Spike Live. If the flag catch fire and an X burn in, that X is black. And leaves an empty space. It is that place where we live, the Afro-American nation. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, the only stripes on our back, the only star blown free in the northern sky, no red, but our blood.
Queremos agradecer a la Embajada de los Estados Unidos de América su apoyo para la realización de este programa.
No white but slavers and clucks in the woods. No blue but our song. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, that X is black. And that space that is left is our history, now a mystery. We only live where the flag is not, where the air is funky, the music hot. Inside the hole, in the American soul, that space, that place, empty of democracy we live. Inside the burned boundaries of a wasted symbol. Ex-humans, ex-slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, that X, believe me, is black. Spike Live. If the flag catch fire and an X burn in, that X is black. It leaves an empty space. It is that place where we live, the Afro-American nation. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, the only stripes is on our back, the only star blown free in the northern sky, no red, but our blood. No white, but slavers and clucks in hoods. No blue, but our song. If the flag catch a fire and an X burn in, that X is black. Slaves, unknown, incorrect, crossed out, multiplying the wealth of others. Ex-humans, ex-slaves, unknown.
Les hemos presentado La Maja Desnuda, un programa dedicado a la poesía y a los poetas de todos los tiempos, conducido por quien les habla, Nidia Hernández. Nuestro Twitter, @lamajadesnuda. Nuestra página web, lamajadesnuda.com.
La Maja Desnuda en UPV Radio.